Let's talk some more Blackhawks, and let's welcome in former Hawk defenseman Brian Campbell. And, Subi, thanks for taking the time. And first of all, you did a great job filling in for Troy the other night.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I was first period felt like it was over in about 2 minutes, but I think I found a way to get through it. So it was fun to do something to challenge myself. And obviously, Troy is one of the better guys that does it around the league, so it's an honor to fill in for him.
Soup, it's an honor to have you on the radio. Really, it's
Larry, how you doing?
Emotionally, very, very much living a lie, but otherwise, I'm doing very good. So, like, when you're part of the post game and you ask Taser a question and he's laughing because, like, you're asking the question, how does that make you feel?
It feels good. It's a little hard to ask him a question at some times, so I find it pretty funny, but. He knows I got to do my job, and I'm sorry. I got my kids crying here, so
that's
he knows
okay.
I'm trying to do a good job. So that's all I'm trying to get through.
Well, it's great because I mean they love you. You belong in the Blackhawk family. I am so glad you're still part of the organization, and those guys will be very real with you.
Yeah, they are, and you know I still talk to them off the ice, and see them. So, you know, they're doing some good work. They're playing some good hockey. I know last game didn't go the way they wanted, but, you know, they've kind of found themselves a little bit more, and hopefully they can finish the Christmas break off good tonight.
Let's talk about some of the young D-men on this team, because I think going in, you know, when you trade Nicholas Hjalmarsson, a guy of his caliber, I think fans kind of scratch their head a little bit, and I think Stan Bowman had a plan with some of these young guys. Gustav Forsling is one guy that kind of stands out to me. Just what are your impressions of him so far?
Yeah, he's been, you know, he got a little taste of it last year, and now he's, you know, kind of, he kind of got off to a slow start, and now he's really got into feeling pretty good about himself, and I think the coaching staff's helped him along the way that way. So I think he can be a very good player for a long time, and the Hawks have needed him to step up and play more minutes, and I think he's played better that way even, and he's very poised with the puck and in a lot of areas. So you know, he's one piece that has kind of stepped up with losing Hjalmarsson, and I think it's an important piece for them. He was logging a lot of minutes, and I think there's more offensive upside to his game, and hopefully he can continue to grow on that. So he's a really good kid, so he deserves it. He's worked hard, and I think him and Ruta have played a lot early on in the season, and maybe they'll get back together again tonight, and kind of been a shutdown pairing for that team, you know, and it's probably what you didn't expect going into it. So I think Stan obviously had some question marks going into the season, but, you know, he put some good faith into those guys, and now he's getting rewarded.
You played under Coach Q, and just how difficult is it for, especially for a young D-man, to kind of understand what it is that Coach expects of you?
Well, it's just, I think every coach expects a lot from their players and expects, you know, the best, but it's how cute he kind of plays a little bit of a different defensive system. And I truly believe that it's a better defensive system just because there's a lot less movement and thinking going on. There's a few ways of playing it that he wants you to play. And once you get a grasp of that, you'll have success. And, you know, I see Connor Murphy come in here, and he's played in Arizona, and it's been a huge difference for him to come in. And finally, he didn't have to think on the ice anymore. He could just read and react because he understood the system and got used to it. So even when I came back last year, it was almost like learning a new system for me, and I had played here before. So those are the challenges that you have. But, you know, I know everybody gives Joel and says he's not good with young players, but he's certainly been developing the players that are good enough to play in this league all throughout these years and having a lot of success with them. So I think that's a great example. And now I feel Connor Murphy's really, really stepped up his game and has been really solid and physical for the hockey club.
Soup, other than putting 51 on the point, what can the Blackhawks do to beef up this 28th ranked power play?
Well, it's been getting some better signs of late. I know they haven't scored, but I've liked what they've done. They've had more. They've been generating more shots on it, and you know, I think the power play has been a struggle. It's not going to climb up like you could go on a pretty good run, and you're not going to climb up a whole lot now, just because you're almost getting closer to halfway through the season, and you're still ranked there. So, but they can have success out of it, and I think they kind of went back to their units that they used to have a couple years ago, and they've had. Last game they only had the one opportunity, but the game before that they had I think three opportunities, and they probably had about, you know, six scoring chances. So there's not a whole lot else you can ask from a power play except for generating scoring chances, and hopefully, you know, a little puck luck, they'll get it. So I do like where they're headed. I didn't like where they were at for a while there, and early in the season, I felt like they weren't gaining a lot of momentum or chemistry through it, but I feel like the chemistry has come the last few games with the different units.
You know, there's a lot of reason to think that the Hawks are going to be, you know, a big factor come playoff time. And there's a couple of young guys that are very exciting to watch. DeBrinket has you know, been very good. You know, he started out kind of slow, but then he poured a bunch of goals in that. And Schmaltz is making passes that, like, I couldn't make if it were floor hockey and there was no one else on the floor with me. You got to like these two young players if you're a Hawk fan, right?
I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit, Harry, but that's my opinion. But I think you could make those passes if nobody was out there playing floor hockey. But
no, I'm talking nobody out there. If they had, like, chairs out there, the chairs would, like, block me from making my stick-to-stick, tape-to-tape pass.
Well, maybe, but... with those players, you know, I think with Schmaltz, I think it's a case if you want to find a little bit more consistency out of his game. And he's got all the tools. It's just on a nightly basis, it's kind of what you're getting. And he can have a lot of consistency with his game. And sorry, my kids keep trying to run in here. But he can find a lot of consistency with his game. So, and then with the DeBrincat, I think he's getting moved back down to the third line, and I think he's going to have a little bit more success there than playing up on the top line, because he can find a way to have the puck a little bit more, and he seems like he can really make his center and wingers better. So, you know, hopefully we'll see him tonight in that area, and hopefully, you know, he can have the puck on his stick a little bit more. And I think that's when he makes his teammates a lot better, is when he has control and he's kind of the point person on his line.
Do you remember that British guy, Professor Robert Kelly, on the BBC, who was being interviewed and his little kids kept coming into his office? That's what this is like. Soup's got the little kids.
Thank you for that. They never want me any other time of the day, but apparently they want to be around me right now.
I get it. Hey, the Devils don't suck right now. Taylor Hall, Edmonton, never really reached his potential. Now he's flying around the ice. What happened?
I've watched him play. He's always had the tools. I think it was just more of you know, I think he was always just trying to be an individual all the time and not play as a team. And I looked at him now, and, you know, he's got, I think, 11 goals. And for him, it was always him having a lot of goals and not a lot of assists. But he's got over 20 assists on the year. And he seems to kind of finally come into his own with his game and having the success and using his teammates instead of just relying on his the way he plays with his speed. And he's figuring out that there's more speed to the game, or two different speeds that you can change things up. So I think for him, it's been that's how he's found some success. And I think with the other guys, they got a lot of guys that we never heard of. They played in at the United Center earlier this season, and they had a lot of success because they have a lot of speed. And I think that's going to be that's why they're having so much success, is the game has turned into such a fast game, and that's, you know, where they're excelling, and it's surprising a lot of teams.
Brian Campbell, kind enough to join us here on the Beat, 720 WGN. And again, another long road trip for this team. It's not quite what the circus trip back in your day used to be like, but what are these long road trips like for a player? And is it beneficial in some respects that you guys can just kind of get away from things and hang out together?
Well, the problem with the road trips, and I know I've talked to the players, and you see it, is I know it's a long road trip, but it's all chopped up and they're coming home, and So, you know, I think now they come home for the Christmas break after tonight's game, and then they head back out west. So where before you went and you completed all those 6 or 7 game road trips at one time. So, you know, I know it's been tough on the players this year because they're going out for a lot of 1 day trips and then back home. And that's what you found a lot this season. So, yes, they are on the road for a while, but I think it's been a tough challenge for the players that have been used to these, you know, your 2 long trips where you played your 12 road games on those 2 trips and you got a bulk of your road games out of the way. So I think it's been definitely a challenge for the Blackhawks this year by they're playing a lot more 1 game road trips, which, you know, makes you feel like you're always jumping on an airplane and going from hotel a little bit and then back home. So you don't have as long stretches at home to feel a little bit more comfortable and get that relaxation a little bit.
So Monday morning, what does a Brian Soup Campbell hope to find waiting for him under his Christmas tree?
Well, Monday morning, wow. I don't need a whole lot. I got a lot going on. It's going to be about the kids and my 2 girls and what they got coming underneath the tree. So I think that'll be the exciting part, to see their smiles on their faces. So they're all been excited, as you can tell, and Elf on the Shelf has been roaming around the house and
nice
and finding different hiding spots. So yeah, we have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old girl, so they're going to be pretty excited. We just made some cookies for Santa today, and we're getting all ready for Monday morning.
You know, Andy and I are going to be asking listeners their favorite sports-related holiday gift they ever got. Is there one? I know you grew up a big sports fan. Is there like one that sticks out in your memory that you know, that Santa brought or someone in your family got you? Your favorite sports holiday gift?
Well, for me, it was always about hockey, obviously. And I know I remember I still got this hockey bag. I still remember it clean as day, and I basically almost sat in there the whole day. I was small enough that I could be inside my hockey bag. So I was building forts, or I was going down and getting dressed in my hockey equipment in the basement, and then I'd be putting it back into my bag and then getting redressed again. And, you know, that's the best part about it is just enjoying those times as a kid and no worries in the world, obviously, at that point in your life. So, you know, anything hockey related was always special, but I'll never forget that hockey bag I got.
Hey, Sue, before we let you go, we were kind of teasing the audience about the fact that you have a little bit of an anniversary coming up here. It's been almost 10 years since you played in that outdoor game at Ralph Wilson Stadium, and you actually scored the first goal for the Sabres.
Yeah, it's been interesting, and obviously Buffalo's playing again at, I think it's City Field where the Mets play, so you know, it's been a special thing, as Blackhawks fans know as well, the Winter Classics. And for us that day, it was we didn't know anything what we were walking into. There was no publicity about it. There was no HBO or NHL Network show. There was no memorabilia being sold previous to the game. You walk in and they're like, oh, there's sweaters for sale if you want them. We're like, whoa, what do they just have? Black, or do they just have Sabre emblems on them, or what are they? So it was kind of the guinea pig time of it for us. And we walked in there, and obviously the weather and the snow globe effect really resonated with a lot of people. And, you know, it was nice to be able to do that in Buffalo with sports fans that are great. A lot like, you know, the Chicago scene with how good Chicago is as sports fans. So it was exciting. It was a fun time. And, you know, it's something that I can always hang my hat that I got to score a goal in the first outdoor classic game. So I'm looking forward to watching this year's as well.
Well, Soup, thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it. Happy holidays to you and your family. And let's go Blackhawks tonight, huh?
Yeah, I can't wait to watch. It should be a good game, and hopefully they can grab 2 points.
Hey, those cookies will be gone by the second intermission tonight.
Yeah, I might be digging into them now.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Thanks, Soup. You're awesome.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.